let's go ahead and get this thing rolling as we're going to talk about the Lady Vols. Coop, what should people do if they want to be a part of the program?
Cooper Mays here. Hit like and subscribe.
Thank you, Coop. What down, sir?
Coop here. First down.
All right. So we've got Lady Vol news as Kim Caldwell is rounding out her staff. First down, two Marshall assistants coming with her. Gina Burdett and Angel Riser will be coming with her. Now, two different ways to go about this. We saw the Lane Kiffin assembling the all-star staff and then bringing along people that make you more comfortable. I'm actually more of a fan of the latter, and that is bringing people that make you feel comfortable. I don't think there's any need that you need to change 100% of who you are as a coach and a person just because you go to a different place. So somebody could say, oh, she's just bringing Marshall assistants with her. She couldn't get the A-plus assistants out there. I don't think that's true. I think you want some comfortability there in your new location.
Yeah, this is – I think Lane Kiffin, the hire of Lane Kiffin and what happened that year soured a lot of Tennessee fans on – or didn't sour, but kind of warped their brains on what a staff should be, which is this idea that, the you know, if your whole staff is not a bunch of headliners, well, then you don't have a good staff. Well, no, if you have a system and you have an idea, you bring some guys with you that work. I mean – in 2005, when Urban Meyer took the job at Florida, he brought Dan Mullen with him. And guess what? He needed Dan Mullen. And Dan Mullen wasn't a household name at that time, but he knew he needed Dan Mullen. I mean, that's common. You bring coaches with you who have your style. When Bruce Pearl went to Tennessee, Dave Tony Jones was not that big of a name, and neither was Jason Shea, honestly. So I think that – I'm sorry?
Or Steve Forbes,
yeah. I think he hired Steve Forbes a year later. I don't think Steve Forbes came with him from Wisconsin, Milwaukee. But yeah. And so Kim Caldwell has a style of play. She has a unique style of play. Guess what? She was going to want to bring staff members who are part of that style of play. So yes, she brought two assistants with her from Marshall to do that. Jenna Burdett and Angel Riser.
Okay. What down we got going, Coop?
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
I remind you to hit like and subscribe. Robin Tubner is a former Alabama associate head coach and recruiting coordinator just from 20,000 foot view. I love this because she's got experience recruiting in the SEC, right? We don't know her. We don't know Tubner, but don't we like it?
Yeah. So Robin Tubner, comes from Alabama. He has recruiting experience. And again, this is how you round out your staff. You do continuity, then you bring a couple of people with recruiting experience. No different than what you do in football, right? Josh Heupel brought in his guys from UCF, but then he hired Rodney Garner to help him recruit the South and the SEC. And Roman Tubner is exactly that. Roman Tubner has been a key part of Christy Curry at Alabama, who has, for those who don't know, Alabama is a solid, stable program, getting about 20 wins a year. If you know where Alabama women's basketball was before Christy Curry took over there about 12 years ago, it was a total dumpster fire. Yep. So just having them stable is incredible. And yes, she wants to focus on coaching with her two Marshall assistants, Jenna Bernadette and Angel Riser. She wants the assistants she's hiring from the SEC schools to focus on recruiting. And Roman Tubner is going to be exactly that.
All right. So third down, Coop.
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
Gabe Lazo, former Mississippi State associate head coach, defensive coordinator, is in the hunt as well as far as what Caldwell wants to do to round out her staff. Again, I do like the fact that she's got – listen, half your staff can be from Marshall. They can be your buddies. They can be the people you grew up with. I totally get that. But I think the other half of your staff needs to have an awful lot of expertise. And also, by the way, we referenced the Lane Kiffin staff. Let's remember the Lane Kiffin staff. His dad was like the best defensive coordinator of all time. And his buddy was one of the best college football recruiters of all time. So there was some happenstance and it kind of fell into place, Caleb, for him to put that staff together. Some of the more impressive hires he made, I know you've written about him before, is Frank Wilson out of Louisiana. I thought he was an impressive hire. Eddie Grand wasn't the X's and O's guys that I thought he would be, but I like this staff, and I would like for you to check out Dynasty Pools and Spas. Tell them Off the Hook Sports sent you, and you save $500 on a spa and it's all delivered to you with everything you need. All local Dynasty Pools and Spas brings you Fourth Down. Fourth Down coming up. You're more or less optimistic about this Chambers hire. Here, you know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com. Okay, Caleb, so Fourth Down's going to be, do you feel better or worse about the Chambers hire after what she has done so far on the coaching recruiting trail? But let's start with your thoughts on Lazo.
Yeah, so Lazo, I think, is another recruiting tie because, one, for those who don't know, Sam Purcell took over at Mississippi State, just so y'all know. He's got them to 2-21 seasons. Not where they were under Vic Schaefer, but Mississippi State had a tragedy where former Lady Vol Nikki McCray had to retire within her first year there due to health reasons. Turned out that those health reasons were cancer. She has since passed away, which was an awful story. So then Sam Purcell really had to rebuild the program from nothing. 2-21 seasons, he's been a part of that. But most importantly, Sam Purcell has coached, Dave, here we go, Florida International, Miami-Dade County, Stony Brook, and George Washington. So that means he has recruiting ties to the DMV, New York, and Florida. Three of the five most important places for basketball, right? So
that's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. By the way, for those of you that are wondering, Jimmy Himes will join us tomorrow with Caleb Calhoun. A bit of a rescheduling, but Jimmy's appearance, as always, is brought to you by our good friend. He is just fantastic. Check him out. Ray Varner Ford in Clinton. It's about integrity, and Ray's got it.
Ford Mustang 5.0 GT, 33,540, 2021 GMC, Sierra 1500 Denali 4x4, 46,980, 2022 Ford Expedition, King Ranch 4x4, 67,550. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Seems as if we judge hires by a new method that I think's probably pretty inaccurate, but that's the way we are. You judge a new hire by how many guys are staying around. I think it was incredibly obvious in the Nick Saban hire that a lot of people didn't stay around because what was happening. So I don't think this is a cut and dry way of doing it, but I want to look at it now. Here we go.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here. Fourth down.
By the coaches that have stayed, showed interest, and then we'll get into prospects that have stayed or showed interest. Do you feel more or less optimistic about the Chambers hire than you did when the announcement was made? Because you were one of the more optimistic of the media members that I respect. So are you more or less optimistic, Caleb?
You mean Caldwell, right?
Caldwell. What did I say?
Chambers.
Yes. I knew a Kim Chambers growing up. All right, Caldwell. Kim Caldwell.
You knew a Kim Stevens, a Kim Chambers, a Kim Caldwell. I knew a lot of Kims, Dave. My favorite Power Ranger was the Pink Ranger. Her name was Kimberly. But anyways, different story. Because she was hot. So Kim Caldwell, I think I'm the same level of optimistic about this hire that I was when it was made, because I thought I had heard her just on the radar right before she was hired, but I didn't think she was going to be Tennessee's choice, but I thought very highly of her. And so I'm still as optimistic at this point. The way I thought about Caldwell was this. One of the things they say, that I think is kind of stupid, is when someone says, well, I know they're a great coach, but they just haven't shown a lot yet. So what? If you think they're great, who cares if they haven't shown a lot? They're great or they're not great, right?
And how are you supposed to show a lot if you're not given the opportunity to play more?
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like in like my favorite, sometimes politicians will do this and I always laugh when they're asked if they support a policy and they'll go, well, I'm not there yet. What the hell does that mean? What they're really saying is, I just don't know if this will help me get elected, so I can't really support it right now. Okay, so I'm like, it's just the funniest phrase because like, if you're not there yet, why would you be here 3 years down the road? What do you think is going to change? So with me, with like Caldwell, it's like, oh, so yeah, maybe she doesn't have the same like loaded resume that some other coaches have. But if you think she's the best hire and that she's proven herself enough, why do you sit there and go, oh, well, you know, maybe 5 years down the road, she'll be great. Well, if you think she'll be great 5 years down the road, why not hire her now before she, I mean.
I'm with you.